Carmichael, who takes it across, he's got a goal. Five, check ahead of midfield, 45 minutes.
Donovan McNabb never dogged it for a moment on the field. He left it all out on the field. And the Cardinal game is perfect evidence of that.
Donovan McNabb, early in the game, in the first quarter, breaks his leg.
And he's going to stop and be hit and brought down and sacked. The football comes loose and McNabb is hurt. McNabb is hurt.
Well, McNabb got twisted like a pretzel and he was almost doubled over backwards. And you can see the right knee being twisted.
Donovan McNabb comes back in the second half. You could see he was hurting. I remember being told that, and this would never happen in today's world, that he didn't want the x-ray, he would be fine. And then you hear the news that he broke his ankle.
Just shows you the toughness that you have to play with in the National Football League. It shows a lot about Donovan McNabb and the way he played the game. He comes out against the Cardinals, he threw four touchdown passes on a broken leg.
Most NFL quarterbacks are on the sidelines when the injury occurs. Donovan not only stayed in the game, but was incredibly effective. That's probably as good a performance by somebody injured as I can remember in all the years I've watched NFL football.
You know, you talk about goal line stands. Nothing compares with what occurred in October of 1992. Eagles and the Cardinals at the Bay.
Well, back in the day, the Cardinals used to be in the Eagles division, and it seemed like every year, never failed, even if the Cardinals were horrible, they would always play the Eagles tough. They'd upset an Eagles team that there's no way the Eagles should have lost to them. So you always knew when you saw the schedule come out, the Cardinals. They were like that gnat. They were like that green fly on you on the beach down the shore that you're just kind of swatting off.
Joe Bugel had become the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. And Joe Bugel had been the offensive line coach for the Washington Redskins through their glory years under Joe Gibbs. That hard-nosed, tough, smash-mouth kind of football was really what the NFC East was about. It was what the Washington Redskins were about. It was certainly what Joe Bugel was about as a Redskins line coach, and it was that mentality that he wanted to bring to the Arizona Cardinals.
The reason I remember this game so well is because it's known as the Joe Bugel game. They need about a yard, and they try seven times to get the yard.
Here were the Cardinals just outside of the goal line.
We're not talking about the two, it was inches. And Joe Bugel, play after play after play, was just slamming it into the middle of the line.
Chandler, this time, gives it off, and they stick Bailey. They stick him.
To a point where you just thought, what is he doing? I mean, at least once, you got to fake it and try and roll out. You maybe got to throw a pass. You got to do something.
There's another third down. What is this, the third and goal? The hand of Johnny Bailey, and they stand him up, and he doesn't make it again.
And I'm at the game, and I keep looking over to the Cardinals' sideline. I'm saying, they get it that they're not going to be able to score doing this. They're going to do something different, right?
Each time the Eagles stopped them, you weren't getting nervous. You got more confident. You went, oh, go ahead, keep trying, because you're not getting anywhere.
Here we go, fourth and goal. Hand off Johnny Bailey. Does he make it? Boom!
It was seven times they ran it, seven times they got stopped. They could have run it seven more times, and they wouldn't have scored. It was that kind of day.
Seven times.
Joe Bugel.